This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Very excited this morning to welcome into the studio a man who's just released a brand new book. It's called Eddie Wu's Magical Maths, which is a book for kids age 7 plus, which is just what kids need.
Love it.
Maths fun. Good morning, Eddie Wu.
Hi, Sam. Duncan, thanks for having me.
Mate, I'm kind of excited to talk to you because my daughter came in a couple of weeks back and announced, "Hey, Dad, I love maths." And I was like, oh, that's awesome. And I'm thinking to myself, STEM subject, she's a girl, this is fantastic. She's like, there's always a right answer in maths, and that's what I love about it. But then I had a moment like, I have no idea how to encourage you. You know, like you're into netball, let's grab a netball, go down to the courts. You love maths, I'm like, let's sit down and do a times table. Is there a good way that I can encourage her?
It's wonderful, by the way, Duncan, firstly, that she's come home enthused, and it is really vital to get that early on. You know, I'm, as a high school teacher, when kids come to me at age 12 and 13, a lot of them have super made up their mind already. So it's great to see this early start. I think one of the things you just said sort of hits on where we can go with maths, you know. I'm not trying to judge you in any way, Duncan, but I'm going to just go out on a limb and say you're probably not an expert in netball.
No.
But you're willing to, you know, you can get out there and participate in a way that helps her.
Yeah, it's like basketball without the fun. So I know.
That's harsh. Ooh, that's harsh.
The text line is not going to be happy with that.
That's right. There are some wing attacks out there. They are not pleased with you right now.
They're not happy.
But, you know, same thing with reading. I think we have come to this recognition as parents. You know, read to your kid. You don't need to be a literary expert. But if you do this every day, that positive modeling is really powerful. So I guess I'd give some recommendations to you and all the parents out there, kids with similar age. Number one, play games with them. Every game, like board games, little puzzles, that kind of thing. When you think about chess or Monopoly or Blockus or Settlers of Catan, every game that's ever been created, and especially the ones that have lasted, you know, they've been out for decades, they are maths in disguise. There's always little, there's probability, there's counting, there's all this kind of stuff underneath it. They'll be doing times tables. We say that in jest, but they'll actually be doing it. They're like, ooh, how many things can I buy for this in this game? They're thinking about all of that mathematical fluency sort of in the background.
Right.
That's really powerful. And then the second thing I guess I'd encourage is just be attentive to the world around you and say, oh, there's patterns all over. Some of them are just simple geometric patterns. You know, we're here in radio. We're constantly thinking about times and understanding how much longer till the end of this song or in this segment. And being attentive to things like that, helping our kids see maths is everywhere. Can be really wonderful.
You are amazing, Eddie. I've never really been into maths, but as soon as you start talking, I think, oh, I've got
it's
to get
infectious,
into it.
It's infectious, isn't it?
It's so good. I mean, you've been doing WooTube for 7 years now. 2012, you've been uploading, and this is what kind of brought you to the world stage, so to speak. Why did you start doing it in the first place?
This is a funny story because it's very much one of those things that aren't planned, but, you know, the universe had in mind for you. So 7 years ago, I had a student of mine and he was really sick. So he was missing weeks and weeks of school. He was in hospital receiving treatment for cancer. And kind of standard issue response as a teacher is to say, well, here's what we're going to be working on when you're not here. Like, here's a textbook. Have a go at this, and hopefully you can pick up where you left off. But as you pointed out, Sam, most people being stared down the barrel of a math textbook would say, I'm not really getting it.
Yeah.
Maths actually is a very personal subject. Most people don't think of it like that, but having someone to help you out and guide you in a personal way is really vital. And that's why I thought, if I can film what I do for my students beyond what the textbook provides, maybe that will be helpful. And that's where it all began.
It began there and then it just exploded. I mean, I'm thinking about the last time that we jumped in and had a conversation. You had just been nominated for, like, Teacher of the Universe Awards, right?
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah. The Global Teacher Prize, which was in Dubai, which was this incredible spectacle and really wonderful. It was a celebration of all teachers and what they do in communities around the world. And it was a pretty pinch me sort of moment. I'm kind of like, here I am. I'm a regular classroom teacher just doing my thing, but opening the doors and windows of my classroom, as it were, through technology. And it's wonderful to see that something as simple as that can be celebrated too.
Maths teacher, YouTube sensation, but also you've got a brand new book out called Eddie Wu's Magical Maths. Is there really magic in maths, Eddie?
There truly is. I think that because maths is about patterns, but many patterns are kind of surprising. They're counterintuitive. You're like, why would that be? Why would every bee on the planet create the same geometric pattern in the honeycomb, all these hexagons that sit together? Why would that be? Sorry, did you see what I did there?
Well, I did anyway, see what... Yeah. It's good.
I've been working on that one for
a
while.
Are we talking fractals right now?
You could do this show, Eddie.
The geometric... I'd fit right in. the geometric patterns in fractals, in nature, they do truly have this magical sense about them, and mathematics helps us understand that.
That's really cool. We do have someone on the line with a question. Good morning, Marianne in Chatswood.
Hi, morning. Hi, Eddie.
Hi, Marianne.
I just got a question about when it comes to the actual grunt work of doing maths homework, what's your view on it? Because in the end, you need to kind of practice what you learn and what's your view on how to motivate students to do their maths homework, I guess?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you, Marianne. I know that it's tricky to answer this because for different children and especially for different ages of children, the answer to this is different. I'm a high school teacher. For primary age children, the answer will be slightly different. But I think always the key is, number one, make sure it's accessible. Sometimes kids are disengaged from homework because they can't do it and they don't have the support. And sometimes that can be challenging from a parent's point of view. Getting the teacher's sort of guidance is really valuable. And then the second thing is seeing the connection. I know sometimes when I looked at maths homework and I was kind of like, I don't get it, and I didn't see the point, it's because I didn't understand any context that connected it to me, that was relevant to me. Whether it's sport or cooking or just kind of the natural world that your child might be interested in, helping to find what's the connection between their homework and that can be really motivating for them.
Yeah. So more kind of problem-based solving as opposed to just drills and...
Yeah.
Mental arithmetic.
Both of them definitely have their place. Maths is a practical subject and, we learn our alphabets before we know necessarily what they mean. But having a balance there really is helpful.
Okay. Yep.
Thanks, Marianne. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
See ya.
Can I ask a follow-up question on that? Are we doing homework back to front? So should we be doing school-like tutes, where we do the homework at school, and then when we get home, encouraging our kids to watch world-class lectures on YouTube, which they're already doing.
Interesting suggestion, Duncan. This model that you describe actually kind of has a name. It's called the flipped classroom because it takes what normally happens in school.
I thought I was a genius.
I'm not excluding the possibility that you are a genius, in fact, Duncan. But what you're suggesting is powerful, but also brings its own challenges. Every system is a compromise. For example, frankly, especially knowing this from the public system, not everyone does have an equal amount of access to the technology and different things from home. That's important to keep in mind.
Yeah, totally.
But absolutely, you want to make use of the fact that when you're at school, that interaction with your fellow students and the teacher, who's so often the expert you want to ask questions of, not just hear things from, that is a really powerful model for doing things.
Okay, this one's from a listener. Is your name Eddie, or is it short for something else?
Yes. My name is short for something else, and I don't often get called this unless I am in trouble. But my real full name on my driver's license and birth certificate is Edward.
Edward.
Okay. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. And lots of people send emails to eddie.woo at the Department of Education, etc. And those emails disappear into the ether because I'm actually edward.woo.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, now we all know your email address.
Yeah.
That's great.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.